Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So Hamas official, Ghazi Hamad, has a message of thank you to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, also Canada, Australia, New Zealand, for calling for basically a permanent ceasefire in the Hamas-Israeli war. But of course, they don't understand that Hamas isn't interested in an actual ceasefire, an actual peace, an actual end of the war. They're interested in just getting their stuff back together, getting ready to attack Israel again. By the way, let's bring in Denise Simon. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning here on the Wednesday edition. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
And don't forget, folks, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You know, Denise, these three countries are part of the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance with the United States and the United Kingdom, but yet they're calling for this permanent ceasefire. Do they just not get it, or what do you think their rationale is here?
You know, I was thinking about this last night. If I was Israel, if I was Netanyahu, I would just tell the world, can't you people just leave us alone?
Right.
You know, I mean, just how much do we have to deal with this? Years and years, decades and decades and decades. Just can't you just leave us alone? We don't bother anybody. You know, there's land all over the place for the Palestinians. You know, we just want our territory that was granted to us, that was been us in historical times. Just leave us alone. But there's money and power and shame and all of this that the Palestinians, Mahmoud Abbas, Iran and the rest, they love doing this. Now, just for fun, let's say Israel's eliminated, okay? It's been pushed into the sea. There is no more Israel. Then what's Iran going to do? Then what are the Palestinians going to do? Do you think their lives are going to, you know, everybody's life and there will be peace again?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because right now to hear Hamas tell it, right, the existence of Israel, the existence of the Jews, is the basic foundation of their problems, and not because of something Israel does per se, as far as I can tell, but it's because it exists, and this is irrational. It's just based on hatred.
And so, you know, maybe Israel ought to fight back in another way and just say, look, all the billions of dollars that we have spent on supporting Gaza, and what I mean by that is power, electricity, water, you know, humanitarian stuff, food. I mean, do you know how many Israeli doctors operate in Israel, and how many, I mean, in Gaza, and how many Palestinians actually go to Israel to get medical help? I'll tell you what, why doesn't Israel start sending the Palestinian Authority a bill?
Yeah. Well, they could, but of course, then the world would say Israel's being mean. There, I mean,
it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, well, I know that, but I mean, and I'm sort of oversimplifying and a weak attempt at humor on that, but that's exactly what would happen. They say, well, Israel's done this for so long, and if they start cutting that off, well, then they're bad. Israel's bad, but yet Israel's supposed to be so bad, it has to be eliminated.
Israel just made a decision, and they are going through every single person assigned to the United Nations in whatever role, as an ambassador, as a support person, and, you know, head of these groups and money, and, you know, and if they've done anything anti-Israel, there is no more automatic visa to visit Israel for people at the United Nations.
Well, I mean, so I can't blame them.
Essentially, Israel, I can't either. They're cutting the United Nations off. So I'm good with that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the United Nations, because the UN has condemned Israel twice as many times as, say, for example, North Korea, Russia, Syria, Iran combined.
Yeah, and yeah. So how much money has the Biden administration given to the Palestinian Authority and UNRWA and the Palestinian, especially UNRWA, because Trump stopped it? Into the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So you know what? All the people that are in the Biden administration should not get a visa to go to Israel either.
Well, certainly not the White House interns either. Because they were mad at Joe Biden. I mean, it's becoming, like, again, it's a bandwagon, and it's something that suddenly it's you know, what I don't like, Denise, is sometimes it becomes like a chic. It's a chic thing to do. You know, it's
of
like,
course,
yeah,
it's
just,
in vogue. It's in vogue, yes.
Yeah, and it's not based on really looking at exactly what Hamas is all about, what Iran's all about, and they're probably pretty mad that Israel took out the Iranian general. Of course, there's going to be revenge for that, they say. But it goes on and on.
Yeah, and so you got all this that they want to wipe Israel off the map. But nobody's really talking about the fact that Russia wants to wipe Ukraine off the map. What's the difference, ladies and gentlemen?
Right. And you'll hear people that will stand up and say, stop Putin, but yet say, condemn Israel. It's really something.
Yeah.
It really is something. Well, Denise, stay right there because we're heading into the break. When we come back, folks, we have a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, if you want to send us a direct message, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We'll see you there. We'll see you right back here.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we continue through the Wednesday edition of the program. It's great to be back. It's great to be back live. And no shortage of things to tell you about, to talk about, and to explore in the, overnight hours across America. Once again, welcome back, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, once again, as I said, no shortage of things to talk about. Before we get to the telephone lines, though, we just don't know where this is going to end, in terms of, and by the way, the U.S. Navy shot down another Houthi drone, right? But they used an anti-ship missile to do it. That's evidently a first in this scenario.
Yeah, I think that was really kind of to send a different message, and I'm okay with that. But, I mean, there's been well over 100 Houthi drones, missiles by Houthi drones. 100. They should have gotten past 3. We should have dealt with it.
Well, that's right. Now, obviously, the longer that shipping remains disrupted, eventually they're going to get lucky, right? There's something's going to happen. They're going to really, severely damage or kill people and, damage
not
the ship.
Not if we do the right thing. We know exactly where, these hubs are of the Houthis. We should have dealt with this several years ago. The Houthis should have been eliminated. And I can even go back and blame Trump. He put them on the terror list, but then what? Okay?
Right.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them.
Well,
we didn't.
Well, we always hear about the idea of creating a regional spillover. If we take out the Houthis and their abilities right now, does that automatically mean we're at war with Iran?
They're at war with us.
Well, I agree. Absolutely.
Okay. So yeah. What's the difference? I mean, if they're at war with us, let's put things in context here a little bit. Let's go back to the days of the Cuban Missile Crisis. There was no war declared on the United States by the Soviet Union, okay? But we had all of these nasty things that were coming into Cuba by the Soviets, and look what President Kennedy did. He was on really offense. He started off on defense, but he moved to offense, didn't he? And he fixed it. And so there was, the crisis was averted. Can you about imagine these people today in between the National Security Council and the Pentagon and this White House dealing with something like a Cuban Missile Crisis? Oh, wait, we have one. We have one going on in the Red Sea. We have one going on in Iraq. And what are we doing? We're reacting. And that's after people do get hurt.
You're right about that. It does seem as though, you know, and it's like you look in history and you say, okay, well, and by the way, they didn't know exactly what moves to make, but I think you're right. Kennedy went on the offense. That was the concept, but they had to find their way through this, and they finally settled on the blockade, right? But you look back in history, and it looks like it's all sort of connected. One, two, three. This is what you do in that situation. But they were figuring it out, too. But the problem is, we don't have people who even try to figure it out today. As you said, they're just reacting to it. They're not coming up with a solution.
Oh, they've got to figure it out. We've got war planners, and we've got conflict people that, you know, look at this stuff virtually every single day. And I'm sure they make recommendations, and those recommendations get set aside because this administration doesn't want to, what, escalate any conflicts. Well, it's being escalated against the West, period.
Well, in the Cuban Missile Crisis, the escalation could have been a nuclear war, but you had to be resolute. You had to do something in order to more than likely prevent that.
Well, we won't go back to that, okay? And that was, and I think that, you know, Putin's out there always threatening that. But it's pretty clear that that's just not going to happen. And, of course, at the time of President Kennedy, we did not know those things. We're in a very different place today. But they're hurting, you know, our enemies, Iran, North Korea, Russia, you know, somewhere. They're killing us by 1,000 paper cuts.
Right.
And it's working.
It is. It is. Tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line here real quick. I think we got Backgam and Bob, who has a question for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Backgam and Bob. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Do you have a question for Denise?
Several. But anyway. Several. I think we're treating this whole situation like the... we're not guarding our own back doors and stuff. All the stuff that's happening overseas is far less important. It's what we're treating as if our neighbor's house is on fire, but our own house is burning, and we're trying to put out the fire over there, and we're forgetting about the fire that's happening here. Down on our southern border, things are slowly disintegrating very quickly, and I mean very quickly. In addition to the fact, we're also having almost like a Muslim – the Muslim ideology is trying to invade our country with the Palestine stuff, too, and we're not handling that. So as far as the southern border, I'll go over this fairly as quick as I can. The border, forget about the federal government. The states have to do all the work, as mm-hmm. Governor Abbott in Texas is starting to do. The government is corrupt and inept. They won't do anything. The first thing they have to do is let the state National Guard and or the sheriff mm-hmm. deputize new people, use mm-hmm. them to enforce the border. The people that come across the border have to be arrested, detained, and or immediately returned. This should be able to be done under the state's rights, especially with Texas, as they actually were a separate country and never gave up their rights.
Well, you know, some of them coming in.
Federal government interference and treat them as the criminals they are.
Well, you know what, Backgammon Bob?
I may have made a few mistakes in this, but let Denise comment on this and see what I say.
Well, you know what, Backgammon Bob? You know, they've got these court dates that are in 2031. But, yeah, thanks for your call, Backgammon Bob. Appreciate it. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
I'm going to sound like a broken record, okay? But at the risk of sounding like a broken record again, that is the reason that I don't want Ron DeSantis running for president, okay? Ron DeSantis should just stay governor for the next 4 years and force multiply other state governors. The power of running this country should be at the state level, not the federal government. States have rights. And this federal government has gotten so big that they're extorting the states. I mean, between, you know, what is it, the Medicaid or Medicare expansion thing and health care and the Department of Education and the EPA and the Department of Commerce. And then they get into private business. I mean, look at what the, what is it, the Federal Trade Commission just did to Apple about
the watches.
The watches.
Yeah.
Okay. So now they can't sell their two top-selling watches, right or wrong. But do you see what I'm saying? This federal government is wielding such power, and a lot of that power that they're wielding is coming from all of these political action committees and these lobby groups in Washington, D.C. that are pushing these agencies and the Biden administration to do all this nonsense. You know, Reagan said it right. You know, these are state issues, whether it's abortion, whether it is the woke thing. I mean, everything Ron DeSantis has done in the state of Florida is exactly right. And, you know, you've got a couple of governors that are doing the exact same thing, and I'm happy about that, including Abbott. Now, Abbott obviously takes in more illegals than any other state, granted. He's been kind of restricted because his legislature, state legislature in Florida Texas only meets every 2 years. He can call emergency sessions, and he has a couple of times. As far as passing a big, huge law, like just happened, that's every 2 years that they meet. So, you know, this will end up in the Supreme Court because he's already being sued after what he just did in Texas by the ACLU and whoever else it is. Well, let's bring it. You know, let's challenge the 10th Amendment here, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? Let's do this. Now, I'm all about domestic security and whatnot, but don't think that we don't have the Chinas and the Russias through hidden channels like TikTok and Instagram and fake accounts and bots and all these other kinds of things that are not feeding, not only pushing illegal immigration, which, by the way, has gone all the way back to way back when Secretary Gates was, you know, in the CIA. Okay? Russia was doing this stuff back then. China's doing it too.
Well, Denise, hold on right there because we're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we got a caller holding on. He'll have a question for you as well. But, folks, stay right there because we have so much more to tell you about and talk about. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to reclaiming the border between Gaza Strip and Egypt, stating that the conflict with Hamas is at its peak and could extend for months. Netanyahu emphasized the necessity of the border being under Israeli hands. This declaration follows the Israeli military's assertion that their operations have successfully demolished a network of tunnels in Gaza and a hideout belonging to Hamas leaders. Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows faced a swatting incident following her decision to exclude Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The episode occurred Friday night when a caller falsely reported breaking into Bellows' residence. Responding officers found no intrusion, and Bellows, who was not at home during the incident, emphasizing the importance of civil discourse and disagreement without resorting to threats and violence. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue across your radio dial in the overnight hours. In America, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren again, and 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We have Denise Simon, of course, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us again. And folks, don't forget, head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has over there. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, one of the things that we'll get to right here before we talk to the caller, and that is, you know, you mentioned about Ron DeSantis in the last segment. Well, it looks like Ron DeSantis, according to Rasmussen, is not doing very well at all. So he may be staying put exactly where you want him to be, you know. So that's a real possibility. It looks like Trump has gone up now to 51% in terms of their poll, their recent poll here. That's all going to – once people start voting, we'll have a much more clearer picture. But at least right now the sentiment is that Trump just seems to keep getting stronger in all of this.
Yes, he is.
Indeed.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head over to the telephone line. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, who's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
Hi. And, Denise, I'd like to get you to respond to what I'm about to outline. And, Kyle, I hope your show, you know, reaches out to Southern Cal, because what I'm about to say needs to be said. First, I got a lot, you know, you guys know I got a lot to say, but I'm going to try to narrow my target, my focus. Let me mention something. U.S. naval tradition, okay? U.S. gunboat diplomacy. And I think the Israelis have adopted this approach. It's a belligerent, arrogant, pompous approach, U.S. naval gunboat diplomacy. We need to apply that to the southern border. The problem with the southern border, this is not a state rights issue. This is federal immigration law, okay? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, President Biden refuses to enforce federal immigration law. And I will defer to Mark Levin's constitutional scholarship, okay? This is a high crime and misdemeanor. It is a felony, all right? It's as simple as that. You don't even need to overthink this. It's not complicated. Let me move on to another target that I have. And we have enemies within our country that are destroying our country. Okay, some of these guys are still running the streets. All right, you got Robert Mueller, privileged background, Princeton University. You got Weissman, Andrew Weissman, privileged background, Harvard, Yale, or both. Okay, these guys, they executed a plan, a plot that should be prosecuted under RICO statutes to overthrow the United States government. All the attorneys in the Justice Department know I am absolutely, totally on target. Everybody that works in the criminal justice network knows I am on target.
Yeah.
These guys should be handcuffed and prosecuted for overthrowing, executing a plot to overthrow the United States government.
Well, I tell you what, Neil, we appreciate that, and let's give Denise some chance to respond to that before we have to hit the break soon. But thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Have a great morning.
You too.
All right, take care. Neil and Anderson.
Well, thank you, Neil. I mean, I will echo that. You are over the target. But all of this was a plot with Hillary's fingerprints all over it, John Podesta's fingerprints, but most of all, Mark Elias. And I would argue that he is probably one of the more dangerous people in Washington, D.C., Mark Elias.
I just have a quick question for Denise, just to interject here, and that is, when you think about the idea of what people have perpetrated, there's not some automatic thing that happens. I mean, there has to be a different administration, a different DOJ, basically, are getting different marching orders in order to even look at some of this stuff, correct?
Well, that's it. That's exactly it. And very often what happens at the Department of Justice, which they call main justice, is that they'll take a look at the case, whatever it is, and they will say, okay, the New York, you take this piece over. Miami, you take this one over. And they necessarily, they're not farming it out, but without a lot of internal conflict in the Department of Justice and the FBI, they'll move it to, another region. Where you've got prosecutors, Department of Justice prosecutors. I think you've got 57 of them really across the country. But Hillary, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on RICO. It really needs to, and I have mentioned this to several attorneys that I know. Some of them have actually been, are in fact former federal prosecutors, and they're just as frustrated as we are out here, and they do carry some sway, but not what we need with this Department of Justice. The one that we have right now is it's its own lobby group, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they really belong on K Street, I often talk about law and order, and even if you strip out law and just go to order or have them stand on their own, we don't have any order, and we don't have any law that really is doing what it needs to do. And, we've got this cat, for instance, and these people get sovereign immunity that shouldn't get sovereign immunity, but, you've got this guy that stabbed these two teenage girls, you know, right. yesterday.
Right.
At Grand Central Station for ages 14 and 16 while they were eating. Well, this cat was released from prison 2 weeks ago. And he has a history of making anti-white threats. Okay? Who released him? That person, whoever released him, whether it was the, you know, the pardons and parole people, or whether it was, you know, the district attorney or something, they ought to be stripped of their sovereign immunity. Because as far as I'm concerned, they're now an accomplice to you know, a crime for allowing this guy out.
Well, I think you're right. Yeah.
So we don't have law and we don't have order. And you put them both together, we don't have either of those either. But,
yeah, exactly. But again, this is why elections have consequences. You know, you've got the Biden Justice Department, and they're not really going to do much of anything, you know, from the top down. And so we can rail about it, but really what has to happen is there needs to be a change of the guard.
Well, we didn't. True, but we also didn't have it with Eric Holder, and we didn't have it enough with a Loretta Lynch, okay? And I would argue we really didn't have enough of it under Trump either. I mean, people ought to be shaking in their boots with the Department of Justice. You know, nobody's above the law. Well, there's an awful lot of people that are above the law. And Neil, you know, he helped with that list.
That's right. That's right. But see, but you and I... You know, just as a matter of course, we'd shaken our boots about the Justice Department. You know, normal people do, you know, for good reason. And
you know, if the Department of Justice wants to go after, you know, some J6ers that did some things in on January the 6th that they shouldn't have done, I'm fine with that. You know, there are some that just went way off the charts with their activities. But they're going after people that did nothing. They went after people that didn't even go to Washington, D.C., much less even walk into the building.
Right.
Okay? And just consider some of the other things that are happening around this country that are a whole lot more important, more dangerous, more threatening than, you know, the 2,000 to 1,200, whatever the number of people that they have gone after and charged on January the 6th. We got our priorities completely. And they keep calling it insurrection. Hello, the Colorado.
Right.
None of those J6ers have been charged with insurrection.
Well, that's right, because the statute says shall have committed, you know, insurrection, this kind of thing, which means that it has to be adjudicated. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Glad to be back with you live here on the radio this morning.
Good morning.
We'll be there tomorrow. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. And folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. We've got a lot more to do on the show this morning. We've got Chris Markowski coming up. I'll warn with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So if you are a delivery driver for Pizza Hut in California and the brand new $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers kicks in, guess what? Looks like you're out of a job. Most unfortunate. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Wednesday edition. We're back, we're live, and we are raring to go, and we've got none other than Chris Markowski, of course. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That is the website. You can also hear Chris right here at our home station of AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Welcome back, Chris. I hope that you had a great Christmas time.
Yeah, good morning. I hope you did as well. That was fun. Yeah, I always get hectic running around a little bit, but it's always a good time.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Very, very glad to hear that. And yeah, Christmas was good. It was relaxing this year. That's important. Well, Chris, you just heard me say about the California Pizza Hut franchises. They're going to lay off their delivery drivers because the $20 minimum wage that was approved in California here just recently takes effect, I think, on January the 1st. So, you know, they're the first to go, I guess.
So this was Pizza Hut, correct?
Yeah, Pizza Hut, yeah.
They can't make the numbers work. You can't make the numbers work. I'm sure maybe, you know, the private company, maybe DoorDash or Uber Eats might pick that up, but then people are going to have to pay a premium, obviously, for the pizzas through that. But, businesses, it's one thing that, idiot government officials and people that like to rule the world because they think they're so much smarter don't understand that, business owners are not going to pay people if they can't make money off those people. And if the numbers don't make sense based upon what they have to pay them, they're going to eliminate that position, and it looks that's what Pizza Hut decided to do.
Well, exactly right. And these are arbitrary things that are put in place, as you said, by the government officials, basically. And it sounds good. It's like, well, we're really going to help. But not only are the Pizza Hut drivers going to have an issue, but, of course, across the board, across the spectrum of fast food restaurants, we're going to see a lot more automation, a lot more, you know, just kiosks and less people, basically.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, it's been headed that direction for a while with certain fast food companies. I mean, you know, Chipotle working to develop almost robotics to some degree to work behind the lines and handle, you know, the tortilla making, and then you know, also guacamole. So there's a myriad of things that, yeah, certain companies are trying to do to automate it to get their costs down. And again, yeah, that's, you know, it's just the nature of the beast. I don't mind companies looking to cut costs. What I do mind is when the government steps in and just puts out arbitrary minimum wage numbers. It's patently absurd. Never helps. It's all a bunch of malarkey, quite frankly. Again, businesses are going to afford what they can, you know, afford to pay and nothing more. And if they pay workers that they can't afford to keep, well, that business is going to go out of business.
Well, exactly right. And by the way, this ties in a little bit, again, of having sort of a mandate, but in, I think it's Paterson, New Jersey, they're going to be going with the universal basic income for some 200 residents. They're going to be giving them $400 a month in a relaunched universal basic income program. They say that when they did it before, people used it for rent and groceries, but generally speaking, universal basic income, you know, it isn't the greatest thing that it sounds like. You know, we do have welfare programs, but this seems to be inherently different, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know much about this. I've never seen this tried before. And listen, if some private entity or nonprofit wants to find 200 people and give them money, I mean, I don't care. As long as my tax dollars aren't doing that, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, and what type of study of, you know, 200 people is going to merit any sort of, you know, basis in reality? I mean, it's just 200 people. So, I mean, it seems kind of silly to me. But again, I guess the people are free to do with their money, whatever they choose to do with their money. So again, if, you know, as long as not the taxpayers paying for it, go ahead. But I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's coming from the city itself, and the mayor is, you know, just lauding this whole thing. But of course, we've heard this before, even in the last go-rounds of the presidential campaigns, we heard about universal basic income. But
if we're equal under the law, I mean, how does one qualify? You pick 200 people in your city, how come they get this money and other people don't get this money? I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense.
I think you're right about that. You're exactly right and on track.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what level of poverty one has to be into or what, but it would seem to me, you know, just completely unfair if you're just going to, like, pick and choose out of a hat, say, hey, these people are able to get some sort of magic fund every single month. I don't get that.
Exactly. Well, over in the stock market, in the economy, Howard Capital Management CEO Vance Howard said on Tuesday that basically long-term bonds might perform better than the S&P 500 in 2024, and so they're looking at that as a possible, I guess, better bang for the buck, as they say. But how does that relate? You know, if they're looking at things like bonds versus investing, what does that tell us in terms of why somebody would even say something like that?
Well, I mean, you know, bonds, you know, for a while, I mean, you know, because of the, yeah, I buy bonds, not, you know, he's talking about my better term investment. I mean, looking for people to actually trade them, buy them and sell them. I don't buy bonds for that purpose. And that's why I kind of avoided them for a long period of time, because they weren't yielding anything. And, you know, that's, you know, part of the issue. There's a reason for buying them for certain people. And there's bond traders that buy it for a different reason, because I like to trade and play the interest rate markets. You know, certain people have make up a, you know, we get a good rate, you know, a bulk of their portfolio for income. Everyone's situation is unique and different. But again, you listen to these people that opine on what they think or what might happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what might happen. I do know what each and every client, what their asset allocation should be, and I stick with that through recessions, tougher times, whatever it may be, because that's what's going to make you successful.
Well, indeed, and it's sort of, I'm glad you said that, because it kind of leads to my next question, which was going to be, we're looking ahead to the future this week as we're heading up to New Year's Day, but in terms of the economy, I mean, if you had to even guess, are we looking at, because, we understand, of course, the Fed may cut rates, but 88%, as we understand, of the housing market still overvalued. I mean, is there going to be a large sort of gushing one way or the other in 2024 for the economy?
Difficult to see these things. It's like when Luke Skywalker is asking Yoda,
right.
What's going to to his friends is difficult to see. A myriad of things can happen. Again, black swan events can happen. Geopolitical issues can happen. And that's not something that I try to get into. Do I think that the Fed is going to lower rates moving into this year? Yeah, I think they're going to do that. I think that the higher rate environment is going to slow the economy down. I think it's been slowing the economy down. I think that you're going to see rates come in that's going to lower to help sustain things moving forward. But again, you never know. And this is why, again, you own high quality companies. You own companies that pay you to own them because of the fact that you're not able to see the future. Until the point in time where I can actually see the future, I'm gonna stick to the way I've been doing things, and it's the way that Warren Buffett did things, and high quality money managers have always done things.
Well, I appreciate the Yoda reference very, very much indeed, because he was exactly right, But I'll tell you this: Joe Biden is kind of mad at the reporters, because he's saying that they need to start reporting the economy the right way. That somehow, it seems to me that once you got to start telling reporters to do that, maybe things aren't as great as you think they are.
Oh, my God. It's so nonsensical, for crying out loud. These reporters and economists, they've been going out of their way to try to convince people that the economy is awesome and things are great. These numbers and people don't know what they're talking about. So I don't know. That basically shows that Biden is frustrated, quite frankly, at his poll numbers. I can't think of a more sycophantic press when it comes to the economy and Biden. I mean, they keep parroting what the administration has to say and what these government economists are saying about how people know what they're talking about. And we've talked about this in the past about everybody can be their own do-it-yourself economist if you want to, but I don't know what he's talking about. How the media can even get even better for him.
No kidding. Well, Chris Markowski, take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got to have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, stay right there, everybody.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.